Hi, this is Angela.
And this is Kim.
And this is Peggy.
And together we are
The Book Broads.
Oh, now I'm syncopated there. Sorry, guys.
That's okay. What are we talking about today?
EAC.
Editors EAC. Association of Canada.
Says our resident editor. Thank you, Peggy.
No, this is actually really quite a cool talk that we're doing, and this is coming up in September, and we are going to be talking to editors.
We're excited about this.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are not necessarily aware of the Editors Association, actually. And if you're looking to hire an editor, they have a section on their website where you can spec out, I believe you can spec out your project or choose from a list of editors that have their services
listed. Yeah, and I think the editors
listed.
Do put in what their specialties are.
Yeah, they're very specific.
Like that,
so. Yeah, fiction, nonfiction, kids, adults, lots of parameters to narrow
copy
down
editing versus stylistic editing, that kind of thing, research.
Super cool. I have so much to learn about the different styles of editing, like what you need and stuff.
Well, as a matter of fact, there is a section on the EAC website, editors.ca, by the way, that tells you the different types or classifications of editors.
I have been amazed spending most of this summer working with editors for my book. I think I have 6 different editors I'm working with. There's a managing editor, there's my acquisitions editor, there's my development editor, the technical editor, which happens to be Peggy.
Happens to be me.
There's a copy editor. Now, that's only 5, but maybe I've forgotten someone along the way. Everybody has a different role and a different function or another set of eyes on the project, and I was really clueless. I've worked in the book publishing business for years and years and years and didn't really tweak until I went through the process of having to rearrange my words in relation to the editor's feedback, all the different kinds of questions that would come forward, and assuming I would survive the last round of author review, which I'm sure I will, the process will result in a much stronger book. And I'm sure
absolutely, it will.
I think it's going to be interesting for you to be at EAC, Angela, because you've been in the publishing industry and now you're writing the book. And I think you're going to be able to see what the editors need, you know, for their social media.
Yes.
I think that you're going to bring a really interesting perspective to them.
And that's part of what we're talking about. I guess we should share that with our listeners.
Okay, by the way.
What
so
we're
what
doing
date?
Is.
The date it, is.
Well, it's Saturday, September 25th.
Right.
2010, and we are doing a day-long workshop, 3 of us and George Plumley, who, yes, is married to Kim. George is the
author.
As of
today, anyway. We're
well,
married,
but. I'm just going to skip right past that.
George
is the author of the 24-hour WordPress trainer and has another book that he's working on about website design. And so the 4 of us together are going to be talking about opportunities for editors in these changing technical times, with perhaps fewer traditional books being published, newspapers reducing their pages, magazines shifting to online formats, and the rise of tools that create opportunities for pretty much anyone to be a publisher, whether that's WordPress or Facebook or something else along the way. And so we're hoping to share some opportunities with editors who attend the session to allow them to see how they can take their very valued and valuable skills into the technical world.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No kidding.
So badly needed. And I think, too, in the last 12 months or so, what I've witnessed is that a lot of opportunities for editors, not only have the opportunities expanded, but I think the general market of authors are coming to that realization that they do need to hire an editor. They don't balk at the prospect anymore.
Well, we've been beating that on people's heads lately.
Like, oh, we have.
Really?
For so long. Not just lately.
Well, it's just
but
clear
it does
that
seem
it's
that in the last year or so, people are hearing that message much more. And it's not just people who are eager to get a book traditionally published. It's people who understand that your blog can benefit from editing in many cases, or an editor can help you understand the style and message that you're trying to form, even if they're not editing every single blog post for you.
And an editor doesn't mean it's your teacher,
no,
or your mom, or
no,
someone down the street. These are trained people.
That's right.
That actually understand. Anyway, it's
well, no, awesome. Don't brush
don't
that comment
there,
up
yeah.
Because the key thing is that people envision that having someone in their family or their office edit their material is sufficient. But really, as we've often talked about, you need to have a truly neutral perspective on your work, someone who can see your words as a stranger would see them,
absolutely,
and provide constructive, helpful feedback.
Exactly.
Make you look the best rock star writer you could possibly be.
Well, and I often say what people are paying me for is my objectivity.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, on that, we will wrap up and www.editors.ca
correct,
for the Editors Association of Canada. We'll be with them in Vancouver on September 25th.
See you there.
Bye.
Bye.